Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever gotten the most important lapel pin. So I'm gonna share a photo of that later. All right, I'll put it up on Facebook. You'll be able to see it next week. We've got some great stuff going on. We should have somebody from the Squirrels. The Squirrels are doing this throwback stuff. Does anybody remember the Richmond Virginians? I don't. This is far, far before my time, but man, how cool is this? The Richmond Virginians played here in Richmond. They were actually a Yankees affiliate. Now, as you know, I'm a Red Sox person, so I just detest the Yankees because I like sleeping in the master bedroom. But the Squirrels have come up with some really cool throwback stuff, hats and shirts and jerseys with the old Richmond Virginians on them. So we're going to have somebody on next week to talk a little bit about that and tell you about some of the things that are going on in the season. There's some great stuff going on there. Let me share with you another little snippet here. This is MSNBC. All right, there, I said it. I said it out loud. Hold on a second. Wait. Okay, take a sip of whatever beverage you have so that you do not spit it on your windshield or your laptop. Now, after you have this warning, and I'm going to remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's all right. You're welcome. Cut number two, please.
It's kind of interesting, Jen, because it's also, we talk about deficits being against Republican orthodoxy. So is government overreach. So are these, this sort of, like Norm says, so is the sort of this force that we've just created of people who take people off the streets. I mean, our founding fathers 249 years ago, if someone told them this is what's going to happen, they limited the ability of the military, of the government, and the force that they could use against Americans. Another place we've gone in the wrong direction.
They are no longer conservatives. There is no Republican Party. There is a fascist party that is supporting the cult of the great leader. And as a result, they're turning us into a police state. We are going to have not only one detention camp like the one in Miami or the Everglades that people are using a funny term to describe. We're going to have those kind of camps all over the country. We still have 200 individuals rotting away in CECOT. We have a occupied city in Los Angeles, where people are still being terrorized, a new lawsuit being filed describing the really inhumane conditions that are taking place. This is one giant human rights atrocity in the making. If this were another country, we would be putting sanctions on them. So the notion that these people care about a limited government, about a restricted executive, about living within our means, this is nonsense. They no longer believe in anything other than getting reelected, feeding money to their enormously rich donors, and paying tribute to Donald Trump. And if this isn't a wake-up call for the American people that we have one normal party and one fascist party that is not only attacking our democracy, but attacking our health, our security, our nutrition, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Of course you agree with her, because you're both bat crap crazy. Because you're both on MSNBC.
What a maroon.
Exactly. You better hit that another time, because there were two of them.
What a maroon.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Couple of maroons. Oh, that's Jennifer Rubin, by the way. Jennifer Rubin, it's so interesting to watch her morphing. She used to be the go-to, quote, Republican for every left-wing outlet. And maybe she still is. I don't know. But it's just nuts. She is as crazy as the rest of them. And I do have to wonder, And I do mean seriously, I have to wonder, are there folks who believe what it is that she's saying? I share this with you on a fairly regular basis because I figure you and I, we've been around the block. We know that she's just full of crap. We know it's on MSNBC, so everybody there is full of crap. But I wonder, are there people who still are listening to her and think they're hearing something that was valid? Anybody who's listening to her going, oh yeah, well, you know, the Republic, that's a fascist party. Do people question what she has to say, or do they just somehow, some way, accept it? I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. Sadly, I mean, we saw people vote and continue to vote in a way that I suppose would tie in with her ludicrous view of the world. So maybe there are crazy people out there that believe it. I would urge you, if you know people like that, do your best to try and educate them and make sure they know exactly what is real and what is Jennifer Rubin and MSNBC, because reality is not actually connected to any of those things. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
WRVA, it is Friday afternoon. Man, oh man. We have made it. Yeah. Self high fives all the way around. Coming up in a couple of moments, Sam Richardson's going to be joining us. Looking forward to chatting with Sam. Sam and I, I'm trying to think, somebody introduced us. And we had a chance to sit down and just have a cup of coffee and talk about a few issues. And I said, I'd love to get you on the air on a fairly regular basis. Sam is with the Jewish Federation here in Central Virginia. It's interesting to me, especially, to see what has happened. What has happened since October the 7th, 2023, particularly within the Jewish community. Within the Jewish community, there's been one of two responses to October the 7th. There has either been a renewed interest in and pride in your faith, your heritage, being Jewish, or it's been exactly the opposite, 180 degrees the opposite. It has been closing your eyes or hiding and saying, that's it, forget about it. I don't want anybody to know. And I'd like to say that it, somewhere in the middle is where most people are. I don't think so. I think there are a lot of people choosing one side or the other. I think I personally have had a renewed degree of pride in my Judaism. And have spoken even more about it. It's bizarre that I, little old me, am probably, it's going to sound weird, and I don't mean it to sound egotistical, but probably the most prominent Jewish person in Central Virginia. It strikes me as a little weird because it's never been the case wherever I've lived throughout my entire life, but it does seem to be the case now. So, you know, we end the program on Fridays by playing Hatikva. That is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. We've played it every Friday since these horrible attacks of October the 7th, 2023. I have been headed to Israel on, what is it, Gerb, now, three separate occasions. Each of the trips was canceled. But fingers are crossed, toes are crossed, God willing, I am now less than 1 month away heading to Israel. And this is not it's not a tour. It's not a vacation. I am heading there as part of the team with Newsmax TV. I am headed there at the invitation of the president of Israel. It's a very, very, very special trip. I'll tell you more the closer that we get to it, of course, but I cannot tell you how excited I am. I cannot tell you how meaningful and important this trip is going to be. I've never been to Israel. I've talked about it. Heidi has been there. Harry has been there. Joe has been there. Julie and I are the two members of the family who have not been there. But in August, I'm headed there. And I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to get back and provide some insight and information to everyone on it. Just one of those things, you know what I'm saying? Sam Richardson will be with us at 5:35. It's 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.